station.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
There's no downgrade. This might actually be an upgrade.
I would think it probably is.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I was just there. I was just taking up space. Everyone's excited about this.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. That's the name of the show. Those aren't the two people here today. Jeff is. That's me. Bob is not. So you get a second helping. Is this a third helping?
This week, yeah.
A third helping?
Yeah, the Bob and Jeff show with the other guy.
Wait,
all the time, it
seems
like.
What was your third day? Because you were here
Monday.
Monday.
I was here yesterday.
And now Friday. It's Jason Duda. You see his jersey.
I'm tired.
We're all tired.
I'm tired.
Everybody's tired. If you're not tired, you're not living life.
Really?
I think so.
Is that how you see it?
Yes.
Why is that?
You think there are a lot of
why is everybody just tired? What is it?
Because life beats you down, and the older you get, the more it beats, and the more it wears you down.
You're so full of wisdom.
Well, then tell me, what's the answer? Answer your own question.
I'm asking. Why would I answer if I knew the answer, I wouldn't ask the question, Jeff?
Well, when you asked it and I answered it, you didn't accept my answer.
I didn't like it.
So that must mean you have a better answer.
I don't have an answer.
Or a better theory.
But I don't like yours. That's all that was. It's very simple.
Then come up with your own. That'd be my only advice for you.
Come up with your own. Fine. Fine.
Think about it the rest of the show. I'll ask you at 3:50.
Okay.
Why everybody's tired. You got your coffee. I had my chocolate donut. They should not leave chocolate donuts anywhere near me.
Yeah, how many have you had?
Like, every time I open a donut box and there's a chocolate donut in there.
Yeah.
Especially the chocolate on chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Cake donut.
Yeah.
I don't stand a chance.
None?
Zero.
That's too bad.
Isn't that terrible?
No.
How do you?
I'm not a huge donut guy.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Not a big donut fan.
What would you prefer over a donut? Like,
anything.
I got a donut here, or I got a toaster strudel.
Bacon and eggs.
Yeah, those are okay. A little played out, but.
Oh, but the donuts aren't.
Not really.
Oh, come
you
on.
You get donuts a lot?
No.
No, nobody does, because they're terrible for you. So bacon and eggs, yeah, always accessible. But donuts, you got to, like, go out and get them.
Oh, you make them yourself.
Do you make donuts?
No.
Then why would I make a donut?
Then you don't have to get out and get them.
But who
you
makes,
just answered your own question.
Who makes donuts? That's the
my grandma used to make donuts.
You can't put gasoline in your car. You should make your own. Like
that's my grandma used to make her own donuts.
She made her own gasoline?
Donuts, Jeff.
Oh.
Do you listen ever? Like,
well,
I know when your dad's here, it's different. You don't want to listen. But when you have somebody else in, you should listen a little
bit. Yeah, but I'd moved on from donuts to...
Well, I hadn't. That's just it. I hadn't.
How ridiculous it sounds to somebody to say, hey, make your own donuts. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sure your grandma was a lovely person.
And her donuts were the best.
But there's a reason her donuts never left the house.
Because we ate them all.
And Dunkin' Donuts has locations worldwide. Okay?
And what's the reasoning for that?
They're better.
Not a chance.
Trust me.
Oh, trust me.
The masses believe that to be the case.
The masses haven't tasted grandma's. So
no offense again to your grandma, but she did not have.
Be careful where you're going with
the
these
proper
words.
Technology to make and mass produce donuts, the quality of a place like Dunkin'. Period.
You don't need technology to make stuff that's
you don't?
Really good, like
what
a donut.
What did she do then without technology, with nothing plugged in, and
nothing
with buttons
plugged? You said the masses and the technology, that's why they're better.
Right. Among many, many other reasons.
So wrong. That's like saying you go to McDonald's because they're mass produced and there's so many of them, but you cook a homemade meal out of the garden, that's no good.
Donuts are donuts. Again, donuts are donuts. People don't make donuts, okay?
People do make donuts, Jeff.
And your grandma making her own donuts.
I guarantee you somebody listening out there right now makes their own donuts.
869-1240. the IHOP hotline. Do you make your own pancakes? Do you make your own donuts? The IHOP hotline brought to you by IHOP. Celebrate the weekdays. The weekdays. We're one of them right now.
Yeah, we are.
We should be celebrating. Instead, you're going on and on about your grandma's donuts.
Well, you're trying to tell me that some mass-produced place like a Dunkin' Donuts are better than a homemade one.
And you can celebrate weekdays with new IHOP house faves, all your favorites, for just $6 Monday through Friday. What a deal.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Have you ever seen the movie War of the Worlds?
Is that a zombie one?
It's not a zombie. It's an alien movie. It's got Tom Cruise in it.
And when they pick him up in the thingy and they get him.
Yeah.
They pull him up and put him in a cage underneath.
See, this is why your grandma's donuts aren't that good. Because this is how you describe something, right?
Well, poorly. I'm trying to figure out what movie this is.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise. And do they not take the people off the ground and bring them up into some, like,
the
cage?
Spaceship.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, I have seen it.
You've seen that movie. Did you see the lightning last night? Did you experience?
Yes.
Was that the freakiest lightning you've ever seen?
Cool.
I thought the aliens were coming for sure. I thought this is not a normal electrical storm. There is some otherworldly aspect to this.
Really?
And it freaked me out. Because the darkness, it just like came on immediately. And it was a weird kind of shade. The coloring was a little off. And here comes this lightning that's like not really up in the sky. It's just kind of in the clouds a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that didn't seem right to me. I thought the aliens were coming.
They weren't.
That we know of.
Well, they weren't last night.
That we know of.
They weren't here.
They weren't coming? They're not here.
Not last night. Not last night.
How do you know?
Because we're still here.
We're still here, but are they now additionally here?
Well, we'd know if they were here. They're different.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
Oh, it does.
Haven't you seen Men in Black? They hide in plain sight sometimes.
Oh, really?
They disguise themselves as normal, regular people.
Like Jack Jeeb's spot on the jewelry store.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's Men in Black. If you're going to talk about it, you don't know what
it
is?
I don't know what that one is. I don't know that reference.
That's the guy who gets shot and his head grows back.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about Men in Black.
Oh, I was just describing the premise, the plot. I didn't know all the characters' names, but I do know in Men in Black that aliens hide as humans.
Yeah.
Which I think might be happening in this room somewhere.
Really?
Somewhere.
The Silver Fox?
It's possible.
Could be the Silver Fox.
Is there a record of him anywhere else?
You can't have a head of hair like that at his age and not be an alien.
You wouldn't think
There's
so.
There's no way.
Absolutely not.
It's unbelievable. So jealous.
It is amazing.
So jealous.
It's my only good feature, my head of hair.
I know it is, but it's still really good. Like, look how it even lays down when he's wearing
it for anything.
Like, it's perfect.
There's no other quality trait that you'd trade that head of hair for.
He's got to get a haircut like once a week to keep it so perfect.
How often do you get a haircut, Max?
I'll get one Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Every 4 weeks.
Every month or so, he says.
Very nice.
13 times a year.
How long does it take? Like, are you there for 10, 15, 20 minutes?
No, it's 10
minutes. Where do you go?
Mine takes 5.
Great Clips.
Great Clips.
On Maple and West.
Is that where you go, dudes?
Shout out to Ryan.
No, I have a stylist.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because my wife and I have been going to her for 25 years. She's a friend of ours.
See, now
it's always good to go and you just kind of have a chat, see how things are going. She's a friend.
Now I have a lot of problems.
Uh-oh.
Not with you having a stylist.
I have a stylist.
But you know.
It's one of the things I can actually say that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm
not worried about him having
back
a stylist.
East, I went to the same guy for 10 years in California. I went to the same guy for...
Yeah, there's no problem.
He
with
was
that.
Your stylist, right?
Yeah, here's
exactly.
The problem, though. Again, no problem with having a stylist. That's not the issue. Here's the issue: you have a stylist, and in addition to that, every time I say, "Hey, you got a haircut? You trimmed up? You look good." Why would you notice that? That's so weird.
It is
so weird that you would notice that.
It is.
But
weird.
Here you are.
Yeah.
With absolutely nothing going on your head or face.
Whoa.
Hell, I got to go to a stylist.
I do.
But if someone notices, that's weird.
Don't listen to this guy, Mandy. Don't listen to him. He's just jealous because he has no hair.
I'm not jealous.
He's trying to
still
shave his face like some wrestler. So
Roman Reigns.
Don't even worry about it.
Or J.B. Bickerstaff.
And he's the bomb.
Coach of the Pistons.
Just the bomb.
Thank you.
Love her to death.
But next time you call me out for noticing that you've quaffed a little bit.
A what?
Then I don't want to hear it. Okay?
I what?
Quaffed. Quaffed.
I don't know what that means.
Style or arrange, typically in an elaborate way, someone's hair.
Okay.
You ready to hear what the show's about today?
I am.
At 2 o'clock, first and 20. That's what we're doing right now.
First and 20?
Yeah, that's what we call it. The first segment of the show.
Fair enough.
First and 20. I assume it was a holding call on you that set us back 10 yards.
Oh, not surprised.
But
you'd think I'd probably be able to pancake block somebody, though.
Eventually, maybe, yes. But you are our backup right tackle.
Fair enough.
At 2:25, Tyson Bowerly. And this is where we start to get into the Friday Five a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Because the Friday Five, while it was published last week.
It was?
By my good friend Matt Heilman of Catch It Kansas, KWCH, KWCH.com, it wasn't very good. He didn't do a good job.
He didn't?
He gave us five games, and he gave us a nugget or two here or there. But he did not do the Friday Five in the spirit in which it is done.
Like you think it should be done.
Well, like I do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
That's
where I was going with
whether that. Whether I think it should be done like that or not, that's how it is done.
Oh.
It's my thing to do, right?
Of course.
If Matt Heilman had his special series or a segment or something like that, and I came in and did it, would I do it his way?
Well, I don't know.
I'd try.
Would you do it your way?
Would I pull it off? I don't know.
Who's in the five this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but first I want to tell you this. Our friend Ralph, you may know him.
I know Ralph.
From the tennis community.
I know who Ralph is.
He commented on I posted the Friday Five on Facebook and just got an absolutely loving column. And I'd love to hear from Ralph.
Ralph, why?
To maybe elaborate
what?
On exactly where he was going with this.
So, to give you a bigger pat in the back, is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'd like to just hear some details.
Oh, okay.
Kind of what was going through his mind when he said it. Not to give you the big head, Jeff, but this article reminds me of the superior writing in The Athletic.
Oh.
Very good. Do you know what The Athletic is?
It's a magazine.
It's a
magazine.
It's a website. It's a sports-only website produced by somebody called The New York Times.
Never heard of them.
So, basically, what Dave Hall... Ralph is saying. Whoop. Basically, what Ralph is saying, not Dave.
Good
anybody.
Job.
I meant.
Wow.
I meant Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah. I want him to call now.
I was thinking about
He'll
Buddy
Holly.
He'll
never call now, and you'll never hear from him again.
No, I was thinking about Buddy Holly. I said somebody else. It's weird. Weird how that worked out. So basically, what Ralph is saying is that I should be in the New York Times.
Not anymore. Not a chance.
Come on.
I bet he sends you. Another email here or whatever he did, and he's retracting everything he said.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
But, that being said, one of the games in the Friday Five, maybe the lead game, the game of the week, 7-0 Andale hosting 7-0
Heston.
How about that?
Impressive.
Heston 7-0, and with a huge game tonight against Andale. We'll talk to Heston's coach, Tyson Bowerly.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is a big one.
That's a big
Remember
one.
Remember last week when we talked to the South coach?
Yes.
Because they were playing Northwest.
Yes, correct.
For the City League Championship of the World.
Yes.
Do you know the score of that game?
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
No.
It was 62-8.
Yeah, as I said, it was not good.
It was 62-8.
I know, that's not good.
I feel bad. But I'm glad we had him on.
Absolutely.
And if he goes 4-0 in the City League next year, we'll have him on again.
Of course we will.
And if Heston goes 7-0 next year and maybe gets drubbed by Andale tonight, we'll have him on again next year.
There you go.
These guys, when they have success, they deserve to talk about it, right?
Yep. Who else do you got? You got Mays in there yet?
Well,
you got Mays South in there yet?
Mays South plays Hutchinson, which is an okay game, but May South has gotten absolutely slaughtered 2 weeks in a row.
So
they don't deserve.
No?
I was just calling it like it is.
I guess.
We love Brent Pfeiffer, the only coach in the history of May South's football program, and we truly admire the work he's done there. He won a lot of games, had a lot of success, but I don't think he'd argue with me saying that right now they don't deserve a spot in the Friday Five.
Fair enough.
So they're not in it. Mays plays Salina South. That's a terrible game.
I'll be at that one.
Salina South is winless.
Yeah.
And Mays should handle them.
But would we have said that a month ago?
Well, if it was Mays South or Mays winless against Salina South winless, same thing. Who really cares?
But
if Mays keeps winning.
Mays is probably the best uptake so far from a team this season, wouldn't you say? From where they started to where they are right now?
It sure appears that way.
I would think so. And I just thought maybe you'd throw them in there.
And
that's
not,
all.
I was going to, I think, last week against Valley Center, just because I wanted to talk about Mays, right? And Valley Center's not terrible. They're not good. I wanted to talk about, you can't talk about Mays when they play Salina South. So hopefully Mays either has a good playoff game next week or they win their playoff game and have an entry. I want to get Mays in the Friday Five. The whole goal of the Friday Five is to include teams that we haven't discussed. Because if it's just the same teams over and over, there's nothing new to say about these teams.
That's right.
So, yes, Andale's going to show up a few times because they're good. Cheney, all the teams you think. But we want teams like Mays who have increased their profile over the course of the season.
Well,
that's
put.
Really what we're looking for.
Well put.
And we hadn't talked about Pratt, and they've got a big one tonight against Cheney. 2-6-1 ball clubs that have both
another big game
that have both been beaten badly by Wichita Collegiate. So there's a lot going on. Andover Central at 2:45. We're going to break out the SimGen 2000.
No, is it coming back?
We're going to bring it out. For a few minutes.
Why wouldn't we?
We'll bring it out for a few minutes.
I can't wait.
And we'll put a game in there too, or maybe we'll. Maybe we'll throw some college basketball wins projections in there. It's really kind of up to you.
Well, we can do whatever with the SimGen.
Whatever you want to put in the SimGen 2000.
It does everything.
It does.
It's a very knowledgeable tool.
And you know what it is?
What?
It doesn't criticize. It doesn't discriminate. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If we put a game in there, it gives us the results regardless of how we feel.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't have feelings.
No. Nope.
It just tells us what's going to happen.
Which is the best thing about it.
That's all we need.
I love it.
At 3 o'clock, a game?
At 3? Yeah, we'll play a game.
Do you have a little game?
I got a couple. I'm going to see which one you guys want
to
battle it out with.
Well, we might be able to play both because, you know, the game usually stretches back to that 3:40 segment.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, there's a couple different subjects here on your guys' knowledge that we'll talk about during the break.
Do
and
I
see
get
which
pro
one.
Wrestling again?
No, that wasn't even fair.
It wasn't.
That game didn't count because of that. They were too easy a question.
All the questions are going to be pretty easy for me in pro wrestling.
In pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling is
we're not doing that anymore.
Is a thing that kind of just sticks with you. If you follow pro wrestling, you don't even really need to study it to remember it. Does that make sense?
Yep. I do. It does.
And at 3:25 today, we'll talk with Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine about some of those games we mentioned just a minute ago that were in the Friday Five. Northwest at Goddard Eisenhower. What about that one?
They're both 6-1, aren't they?
They are. And you don't see a lot of City League versus AVCTL games, especially when it's top teams. Like you wouldn't see. You've seen Derby Carroll when those teams were really good, but it's not something that you see a ton. The Derby Carroll play tonight, also not a Friday Five game.
Derby Carroll too.
Carroll has not.
They have not had a year that they normally would have.
They've not held up there into the bargain. We look forward, however, to Carroll jumping back into the mix in the City League and in the state because the Friday Five will continue beyond this year. And we would like to highlight Bishop Carroll.
The Friday Five would be tough next week because there's usually not very many good games, is there?
You want to find the 8-9 type games. You want to find the games between the teams that have had good but not great seasons. You want to find a game with the team on a winning streak against a team that maybe was pretty good most of the season. That's really what you're looking for in week one of the playoffs. Because you're right, you don't find a lot.
Makes sense.
All right, let's take a break. What a segment.
Oh, unbelievable.
Was that so good? Did that just fly by?
I didn't realize that we had already done the first and 20.
First and 20.
The first and 20 is
insane.
Done.
We will come back and talk to Tyson Bowerly, the coach of Heston. 7-0 Heston, the Swathers. Tonight, facing Andale in a big one to wrap up the regular season. Our producer and engineer, Max Power, takes us to break. Jason Dudas here. Bob isn't. Jeff is. It's Bob and Jeff, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk with Tyson Bowerly. He's the head coach at Heston High School. Heston undefeated, has a big one tonight at Andale, who's also 7-0. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
We are doing well also. So this is Heston has obviously had some really good years in the past, pretty much every year, but it hasn't started 7-0 in a while. What's been the key to this start, and what have you felt about your team so far?
Yeah, it's been 2014 was the last time we've been in this spot. So
yep.
It's a good spot to be in right now. But, we talked about it about 5 weeks ago. I bragged on our senior class, and I'll continue to do that today. I mean, these guys, they just work, and they're a group that they've played a lot of ball over the years. They've been together for many years. It's one of those groups that they kind of know what each other will do in big moments and what they're thinking and what they need, if they need picked up. And, it's just a fun group to work with. And they've led our way in practice and in the weight room and film study, and they continue to do that. And we've had a lot of guys step up and fill different roles, and that's been a fun part of the season. And that's been a big reason why we've been successful is guys filling roles that get the opportunity to play.
Well, Coach, obviously you're having a great year. Why don't you tell us about some of the guys on the offensive side and the defensive side that have stepped it up for you this year?
Yeah, offensively, our workhorse is Carter Gonzalez, senior running back. I think he's close to about 880 yards right now on the ground, 17 touchdowns or so. He is tough to tackle. I think I lie on the roster and say he's 5'10". He might be 5'10".
He might be 5'6", too. You never know.
Yeah, but he is tough. Just a physical runner. And honestly, we haven't fed him as much as what, we will going forward. Early in the season, we got to make sure he's healthy on offense and defense because he's a big part of our defense, too. So, early in the year, it was 11 carries, 12 carries, it was 15. Last week it was 22. So, you'll kind of see his production continue to rise, hopefully, as we move forward throughout November. The thing is, though, I don't think you can really key on Carter as much as what teams are going to like to because, Jarrett Humphrey, sophomore quarterback, he stepped up in a big way, filling the senior shoes that was injured, Reed Friesen. But he's done a good job of getting the ball to playmakers on the edge. We got another senior, Blake Hansen, as a receiver who's done some great things. Junior Dexon Deering is a receiver who's done some great things. But really maybe the glue to our offense this year has been Asher Dutchendorf. He's kind of the Taysom Hill of the team. In fact, we have a personnel package where we can put him on the ball as a tight end or in line tight end. He can be off the ball. He can be in the backfield. He can be split out wide. We've got all kinds of different tags and motions for him to kind of get different matchups. And he's been kind of a fun piece to work with as a coach because, you can put him anywhere you want, and he's got the skill set to really produce, and he's leading us in receiving yards right now. And, we got some things ready for him tonight too, so hopefully we can continue to get him the ball and keep the eyes off of Carter. And, can't say enough about the offensive line, though, too. We've only started one senior in the offensive line, so we're fairly young. But those guys have done a good job paving the way and helping us get some points on the board over the last couple of weeks.
Talking with Tyson Bowerly, the Heston High School football coach, they've got a huge one tonight at Andale to close out the regular season. So every team that you've played so far has either two, three, or four wins on the season. We know even if all those teams had been undefeated, that Andale presents a different type of challenge. What's your mindset going into this game? What have you seen from them on film that maybe, well, you're probably not going to tell us, but I'll ask you anyway. What have you seen from them on film that maybe you can exploit? And how are the guys kind of getting up for this one?
Yeah, we're excited for this one. You know, we have we called it a hunt mentality for this game. We're going to go hunting. So we're going to do our best to put our guys in attack mode, and they've done that all week. This is one of those games that when the schedule comes out, you're like, okay, yep. Like, you know, we face some teams that are going to struggle in the middle of the season, but that one's going to be a big game. I'm not going to stand here and lie and say we haven't worked toward it over the last couple weeks too with what we've installed and things like that. But, you know, what you see on film from those guys, they play incredibly hard. They are relentless. They are very good with their technique. Their effort is never going to falter. And they've got guys that can rotate in when somebody gets tired. So, you know, that's going to present a challenge for us. We're going to have to be physically and mentally ready for that. Just a little bit heavier workload for some of our guys up front. I'm not going to get into the details, like you said, of what we'd like to exploit. But, you know, we feel like we're tough. We feel like we have different ways to attack both offensively and defensively. So we like our shot. We're not coming out with a gimmicky offense or a gimmicky defense like some teams have tried. We're going best on best in some cases, and we're going to go find out if we can hang with them.
I like that. That's good. I am kind of curious, you know, with obviously you're making the playoffs and where you guys are at, your first round opponent, you should be in a good spot. How do you, when you're going against a team like this tonight, and then knowing that you have playoffs coming up, is this one of those games where you say, boys, we're just going to see exactly where we are and we're going to go from there?
Yeah, to an extent. But I will say that our guys want this one. This is something that, you know, there's certain teams that you don't really bring up, like winning and state championships and, you know, being undefeated and those types of things. This team isn't one of those teams. This is one of those teams that, you know, guys are going to say what they want to say. You know, you're not going to have the elephant in the room that nobody talks about. I mean, we've said all summer long, like, this is what we want. We want to be 7-0 going into our district championship game, basically, at home against Andale, and we want to go get that one. So, you know, we're taking it, I know it's cliche, but we're literally 1 week at a time, and we're going to go see what we got tonight.
Tyson Bowerly, our guest from Heston High School. So, have you looked ahead to what the playoffs might look like? This one kind of decides the district, but we know that isn't necessarily as meaningful as your overall seed. What have you found out or learned just from looking at the standings in 3A in the West to where you might fall?
Well, it is not a secret that 3A West is brutal.
Yeah.
It is tough. I mean, you got so many good programs with good coaching staffs that have been there for years that are just traditional powerhouses. And so, I mean, we haven't looked very far ahead because we put a lot of focus into this week, but I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm always kind of looking to seeing how things go and seeing what it looks like. It's going to be a tough road. Whoever earns it, I mean, that's what it's going to be. They're going to earn it for sure. Cause it's, I mean, you've got some tough matchups right away, and then especially already in round two.
Yeah, tell us about your background a little bit. I think this is your eighth year at Heston. What got you involved in coaching? What do you love about this sport? And kind of what was your career path here?
Sure. I spent about 10 years at Sterling High School coaching different things, and I honestly wasn't coaching football at the beginning. Doing some basketball stuff and softball things. I've always wanted to coach, and that was always my career path from high school on. My dad was a high school basketball coach, so I knew, the impact and influence that you can have as a coach. And then I kind of got my foot in the door with some strength conditioning things, and then that led to some football things. And, I was an assistant for a couple of years, and all of a sudden, bam, you're being asked to be the head coach of a small program and taking things over. And you know, eighth year here, and I'll just say that the thing that I love about coaching is, you know, every single day I've got a chance to impact and influence young men for the betterment of our society, and I I take that part seriously. Our staff takes that part seriously, and we have a blast with them. We push them, we challenge them. You know, we learn together, we grow together, and you know, I think I don't know if there's a better profession than being a high school football coach. Now, I'll say that when things are going well, when you're winning, you know, that
makes it easier.
But, yeah, but like just the daily impact that I get to have. You know, I don't know of another position in society that has that.
Coach, you know, you're talking about the kids and obviously trying to grow them as men. What are you finding nowadays that is the biggest difference compared to when you started? You know, social media, everything else that's going on around the NIL. I'm sure kids talk about that in the locker room about the college kids and this and that. What is the biggest, a couple of the biggest things that are just so different than they were just 10 years ago? And that makes it difficult for a coach.
Yeah. You know, people can talk about kids all they want. You know, I'll always defend them because, you know, I think they need to be defended. But, you know, at the same time, things have changed. I just think there's so many more distractions in our society, whether it's, you know, social media stuff or, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, so many things can get their attention when you're trying to talk about, you know, a team first or program first and those types of mentalities on a football team. It's tough when kids are pulled in so many different directions and you're trying to get buy-in when it's kind of a countercultural idea. Yeah, I mean, things have changed. It is a little bit different. And, you know, you're still trying to get the hearts of young men and doing the best you can. But, yeah, but the distractions are definitely there.
There's my mic. So we're trying to get you into as many games against fellow H schools as we can. You've already done Hillsboro, Hoisington, and Halstead. So we need a playoff game against Holcomb or Hugoton. That's just Hiawatha, I think, is on the other side. Holton's over there. So you're going to have to win. We're going to have to win a couple games, I think, to get that done.
Yeah, you know, we played Holcomb, we played Hugoton in the playoffs over the last few years, and you know, those are always some tough matchups. So, yeah, I mean, need some more H's, I guess. We got them around this area.
There's so many. Coach, we really appreciate it. Thanks for making time for us, especially on a game day. We know your mind is probably really locked in on Andale. So safe travels over there, and good luck.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Heston Andale tonight, 7-0 versus 7-0. We don't see that very often.
How you seeing it?
How am I seeing it?
How you seeing it?
Like you said,
you're honest. You just say it like it is.
I'll see it when the final score rolls in on K-Preps.
Well done.
You want to go to that game?
I'm going to the Maze game tonight.
But do you want to go to the Andale?
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I'm going to the Maze game. How many times do I have to say it?
But why can't you?
Because I am going to a different game.
You don't have to go to that.
Yes, I do.
No one's making you go to that.
No one's making me, but I'm not going to miss it.
Why, though?
It's senior night.
Okay. So Avery's getting introduced.
Yes.
That's all you had to say.
Well, you just said it. But I didn't think I needed to explain the whole thing to you when I said I was going to a different game already.
Yeah,
I was going to a different game.
You didn't change your mind like it's...
Have you ever known me to just change my mind like that?
I've never even known you to have a mind.
Not a lot of times.
To change in the first place.
No. Keep it simple, stupid. Makes things easier.
Does it?
You don't have to think. You don't have to roll through all these scenarios and all this. No, I'm doing this. It's done. There we go. I'm going to enjoy it. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
There you go. See how easy that
Maze
was?
Maze is probably going to win it.
Hope so.
They're going to be feeling good going into the playoffs, just like... either Heston or Andale tonight, just like either Eisenhower or Northwest. Some huge games on the slate.
Be interesting to see what happens.
You ready to break out the Simgen?
Oh,
do you
it's Simgen time.
Do you want to write down five or six things you'd like to know, either about the games this weekend, stuff coming up, the World Series?
Oh, I'll ask it a lot of things.
You should write down.
I don't use a pen and paper. I didn't use a prompter for 7 years at Cake. I don't need a prompter. I don't need a pen and pad. It's all right here, baby.
No one needs a prompter.
Right upstairs. It's all right here.
I don't need anything.
I don't have to think when you ask a question. It's just a question. It's really simple. Who's going to win the game tonight?
No, done. I'm not asking you a question.
This is what I'm going to be asking the Simgen.
Right, but you have to pick the games. You can't. You gotta be careful.
I don't have to be careful. The Sim Gin knows everything.
But I had to pick the five games to highlight, right, in the Friday Five.
That's fantastic.
That took some thought.
Did it?
I need you to think about what games do you want to put Pacers Knicks in there.
Absolutely not.
Really?
I don't. You can. You can throw the Pacers Knicks in there.
It's not my call. This is you. All I'm doing is giving the results.
Oh,
I'm putting the information in. I'm putting all the data in.
Well, here's the thing. I know you don't know this yet, but I actually have the Sim Gin 2020.
No, you don't.
You only got the 2000.
Well, then maybe you can put stuff in.
So far behind the times.
You ready for the, do we have a sounder for the Sim Gin? Do we have something going on there?
Of course
we have a sounder. And for those who don't know, Sim Gin stands for Simulator Generator. So we simulate some outcomes, they generate an outcome is what it really happens.
Yeah, it's tough to explain.
It is kind of tough to explain.
It's tough to explain, but it's unbelievable. The technology is off the charts.
All we can tell you.
I think we got it from Jupiter. Didn't we get that when we sent that thing out?
It was somewhere in the galaxy.
Yeah, it's not an
earthbound creation.
You can't find it anywhere but here.
This is the only place you'll find the Sim Gin. The simulator generator. All we know, we don't know how it works necessarily. We just know it produces 100% accurate results.
It's incredible.
Uncanny is what it is.
It's incredible.
It's never been wrong.
Oh, never.
Never.
And it won't be wrong today.
And we're not even using the way updated version.
No.
I don't even know what kind of bells and whistles that thing must have.
I think that the new version actually would give you stats of each player.
It could.
But we don't know yet.
You said you got your hands on a 2020?
I got 2020, but the 2025 is coming out.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to be unbelievable.
It's not coming out. It's like being assembled in space right
now. Yes. And then we'll get it like January 3rd. It's going to be 2 days late just because it's coming from the moons of Jupiter.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's going to take a little longer than we thought.
Absolutely. So what have you decided you want to put into the simulator generator?
Well, I think we'd be crazy not to put the Dodgers and Yankees in there to start with.
Game one? It is
game one.
Okay.
And then we're going to probably have to put in the Sim Gin after. Or can this Sim Gin do game one and the series at the same time?
You're going to have to put both in separately.
Well, put them in separately? Okay, well, I'll think about the series.
Remember, this is a previous version.
That's right. This is the old version. True. Yeah. So let's just do Yankees-Dodgers
game
score
one tonight.
All
right, let me throw the data in. There's the...
Are you putting it... Oh, you're getting a lot in there right now.
Yeah, the data's going.
Oh, almost sounds like Pac-Man is kicking around, you know?
I can't account for the noises in the process.
I love it. Oh, here it comes. It's going to spit it out.
7-5 Yankees.
No way. Just like that, the Sims.
That's it. That's it. That's all it takes. And My goodness.
It's not going to tell us how or what innings, though, right? Because this is the older version?
This is an older version. It doesn't give us a line score. It just gives us a score.
Oh, 7-5. What do you think of that from the Sim Gin?
Not a huge surprise. I would have expected maybe the higher scoring games to come later in the series when the offense is used to the pitchers a little bit more.
Right.
But I think they get into the bullpens early here, maybe some home runs hit, and the Yankees win game one.
You think they get to Flaherty and Cole tonight that early? I mean, Flaherty got pumped last time he was
in. And his velocity's down, which we put in. We put that in
to the
Sim Gin.
We have to.
We have to put the latest information in. For it to give us the best information coming
out. Very true. And I think Juan Soto made the difference there.
Probably so.
When you just put in S-O-T-O,
yes.
I think it may have put it over the top.
A lot of that's kind of when you were hearing the that end part there.
That's that information.
That was the Soto.
Oh. All right, game two. Well, we have to do this one.
Game two also?
Oh, no, we're not going to do game two. Do you want to do the series or should we wait?
It's up to you. Whatever you want to put in there is what we'll put in there. I just got to make sure it's clear so I can put accurate data.
Let's do the series. Let's get it over with right now so we're done with the baseball.
All right.
The series. Oh, this is good. I mean, the fact that you know all this stuff to put in.
It's crazy.
Right now. Like, your fingers are just flying through
this. They are. It's unbelievable.
I can't believe you can type that fast.
Listen to this.
That is unbelievable.
Yankees at six.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Just like that.
Oh.
How does it happen?
I don't know.
The Simgen. It's unbelievable.
Said Yankees 4-2.
I want one to take home. But you can't find them anywhere.
Yankees in six.
Yankees in six.
That's not even.
They're going to win it in L.A.
I don't even think I read that out loud as what it input, what it outputted. I think the Simgen spoke through me.
Does it?
That's kind of what happened.
It's from Jupiter, so it probably could do that.
It could.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's go to football.
All right, let's do some football here.
I mean, we got to do the Sunflower Showdown, don't we?
You would think.
I would think Kansas and K-State has got to be put in the Simgen.
Since we all picked this game for points, right? Minus or
yes,
adding. We can add points to our total or subtract. It's the bonus game. I don't want to play favorites. I picked K-State. I don't want to put favorable data for K-State
in
there.
I'll put a few stuff in because I picked KU.
Okay, so we got to balance it out.
Okay, so I'll go for the first 9 to 10 seconds, and then you finish with what you want to put in there for the final 9 or 10 seconds.
That works.
And then it'll speak through you.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. This should be a gift. Oh.
All right, here.
Oh, I got to put that in. Oh, how can I not put that in?
Definitely put that in.
This is in
data.
For sure. Okay, you're up.
Here I go. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, here it comes, the last little bit. We're putting in, ding, 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 33-28 K-State.
Whoa! Whoa!
A close one.
That is a close one.
A close one.
I like that.
That bums me out because I picked K-State.
And I picked KU, getting 10.5.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. I don't know why I picked K-State. Should have consulted with the Simgen before, but then that's not fair, really.
But is it?
I don't know.
I mean,
if 100% accuracy?
You're putting in the information, so I think it's fair. We're going to have to start doing picks Friday after the Simgen. We're going to have to probably start doing that.
Yeah, especially because Bob isn't a part of the Friday shows.
Right.
It doesn't seem like anymore.
Where's he been?
I don't know.
Is he just lost?
That could be. I wasn't here last Friday.
I can't remember. I've been here so much, I'm losing it.
I can't believe it's been a week since I've seen the Eagles.
But did you see the Eagles? You only saw them once.
I only saw them once.
And you don't like Vegas.
It's not that I don't like Vegas.
You gave it a B-, and it would have been different if the Guardians would have had a different outcome. Let's
right.
be honest.
A better grade.
A better
Or grade. Had they not been playing at all. It's just too stressful.
Well, yeah. So you can't enjoy yourself out there.
It's
That's
tough.
Too bad. That's too bad. Should we stay in the college ranks, or should we go to the NFL?
I think
we need to go to the NFL.
Let's go to the NFL.
And we'd be crazy not to, because two of us picked the Chiefs in this room. One picked Vegas.
Yeah, for two, not even for one.
So we got to go.
Can you explain that logic, Max? Because obviously you don't think the Raiders, in your heart of hearts, are going to do anything. So why not just put one
on? I would like Max Crosby to do what Malik Collins did, only twice as hard.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so
Malik Collins, my hero.
Chiefs in Vegas.
Chiefs in Vegas.
Going into the Simgen now. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to put in for the Chiefs.
So much stuff.
But the Raiders,
there's nothing.
I don't know what you're putting in there.
I don't even know what the quarterback situation looks like.
We don't know who's really going to start for sure.
Not at all.
They're saying O'Connell, but I think it's going to be Minshew because O'Connell's probably still out. It's a disaster.
We didn't get all of it in.
Okay.
27-3 Chiefs.
27-3.
27-3 Chiefs.
How are the Raiders going to score three?
I don't know. They're going to get lucky, I guess. Maybe a turnover in Chiefs territory, but it's not looking good, Max.
All my Raider fans, friends that I have, want them to tank the season now.
Yeah, well, they probably should.
They're already tanking.
When Gardner or Minshew is your best option at quarterback,
you're in trouble.
And he was benched.
I think they regret.
He was already benched, but you're bringing him back.
That's
your
not
backup
a good
quarterback
sign.
Was benched, but you're starting him this week against
Derek
the Chiefs.
Carr getting rid of him now.
That's a franchise in disarray. But
well, you get rid of Carr, and you knew where Adams. That Adams only went there because Carr was there, so you know he ain't going to be happy.
No.
Just and ridiculous.
Now you're completely void of talent on the offensive side, losing it on the defensive side. We got one more game to go in the Sim Gen. And then next segment, we get to play a real life game.
Yes, you
no
two,
simulations.
You two
no
will be battling it out. All right. Well, we're off the rails on this show a little bit for this next one. All right.
Well, maybe we should be.
We're doing a little NHL.
Wow.
Yes.
Preds.
And Jeff's Predators.
Coming off a win, I think.
Yeah, and playing at Chicago tonight against one of the up-and-comers in Bedard. How is this game going to go? The Nashville Predators and the Chicago Blackhawks. Whoa.
That's a big one.
This is new for the Sim Gen.
Yeah, so we might need a little extra time. Max, if you could go through it and then maybe restart it. Once it kind of gets toward the end there.
Sure, because the Bruins lost to the Predators, and Jim Montgomery should be fired by the end of the week.
Uh-oh.
Not only beat him, we shut him out.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Handled him.
Oh, what are you putting in for this?
There's a lot.
This is
Nashville. This might be the time to restart it.
This is brand new. I can't wait to see what this happens. It's going to spit something goofy out. I know it.
I think it might.
If it spits out like a double-digit score, I'll be shocked. Because that probably shouldn't happen.
Shootout win for the Preds.
A shootout win.
Isn't that crazy? 4-3.
Wow. No.
Yes.
4-3 for the Preds tonight in a shootout in Chicago. And they start mounting a huge win streak.
A two-game win streak with Columbus and Tampa. And Edmonton to close and out the month.
Edmonton's not doing well. They started this way last year. It was ridiculous. They were like 3-10 or some, and then they went on like a 17-game winning streak. So we'll see what happens with Edmonton.
Yeah, once everything starts to gel with Nashville, all these new players they got.
And Pittsburgh's at Edmonton tonight. Sidney Crosby against Connor McDavid.
You want to do a bonus?
We should do a bonus one. We got to do one more bonus one because I want to know who wins that one.
That is a big one.
Because that's a good game.
That is a big one.
If that's it's on ESPN Plus. I might even tune
this
in a little bit.
This is kind of one with limited data.
Yes. Well, it's early in the season.
Because
right?
It's a bonus game.
And it's a bonus game.
We don't know a lot about these teams.
That's
yet.
True. That's true. A lot of offense in Edmonton, but they haven't been looking good. Oh, this I hope it doesn't break my heart here.
Here's the result. I'm unfolding it. 5-1 Pittsburgh.
No!
Yeah.
How dare... Sim Gen.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it say... It's good. Pittsburgh's going to hold Edmonton to a goal tonight?
I guess.
Sim Gen. We got to upgrade.
Again, this is... It doesn't discriminate.
We got to get an upgrade.
Doesn't care who you're a fan of. Doesn't care who you're rooting for.
Oh, I can't believe
that. It just spits out results.
I might as well just, after the show, go to bed. There's no point in staying up anymore.
I wouldn't. 5-1. Do you really want to subject yourself to that?
No, I don't. Man, oh, the Sim Gen's something. It was nice to have it back. I haven't had it in a while.
It has been a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Max, for dusting it off for us, literally.
And plugging it in and everything.
Yeah, a lot of work.
And recoding it.
All right, that was hour number one. Went by in a flash, it did.
Just gone.
And I think hour number two is going to be something similar. We'll start it with a little competition, maybe some friendly competition, maybe not, but a game between Max and me. Coming up, hour two, Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
That's what we do on this show. We say it.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's way more fun if it's just off the cuff.
Wow! Isn't that exciting?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only the best for your special playtime.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, hour number two. Bob and Jeff. Bob out today. We assume back Monday to recap all the goings on over the weekend in baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
All the sports going on.
Everything.
We don't get that except for, I think, just now. That's the only time, right?
Do we get it in April?
No football.
No football, no. So, yeah, it would just be now because there is no football other than now.
Exactly.
Hockey starts, basketball.
The draft.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, we're talking about on-field action.
Yeah. Not a guy walking up to a podium. And
choices. where I don't have to watch the World Series. If
are
I
you
want
still
to.
Gonna?
I can watch the Indiana Pacers.
Are you still watching the Pacers tonight?
I can watch the Preds.
You, whoa! Yeah,
I
you can
watch WWE SmackDown.
So what are you gonna watch then? Seriously,
probably the Pacers at least for a little while if they're not getting blown out by the Knicks.
Fair enough.
I'm scared. I don't like the Knicks. I was about to say I'm scared of the Knicks. I'm not scared of the Knicks. I'm scared of losing to the Knicks because I hate the Knicks.
Whoa. Those are heavy words right there.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, fair enough.
And tonight's game is at Madison Square Garden, where, you might remember, we ended their season last May.
Well, so this is like, this is a big game.
It's a big one. Big one
for the second one of the season?
Yeah.
Big game.
Absolutely.
Big game.
But it is Max.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
What was our game on Tuesday? Halls of Fame. I gave them the Hall of Fame. They had to tell me which state it was in.
Whoa.
It's a tough one.
That is a tough
one. Bob emerged victorious. So what's the game today?
Well, I don't like to do really tough games. I like to do fun games where you're going to get a lot of questions, right? So today we're doing food trivia questions for kids.
Okay.
And we'll see
for
if
kids.
Yeah, this is basically knowledge for 10-year-olds
since
that should know these questions.
I don't want to speak for Max, but I know I have the diet of a 10-year-old. So,
well, I was thinking I was looking to see who I was working with here, and I figured they have a shot at some.
You're not going to get me on too many adult food questions. As in, I'm not going to get too many right.
Well, I think you guys should get a lot of these, but I'm hoping you get them all. I mean, these are questions kids know.
All right, well, let's go.
All right. Max, as defending champion, you want to go first or second?
Why is he defending champ?
What did I win?
You did win, Max.
Whatever it is, all you're right. Defending it.
I'll go first then.
All right. Which vegetable is known to make people cry when they cut it?
An onion.
Good job, Max, out of baby.
Let's all go to McDonald's and order
extra onions. That's like a kid's question. It is a kid's question. Jeff, your question. What fruit is known for having seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
You are correct.
Yeah, boy.
Max.
Oh, this is a barn burner.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Very good, Max. Jeff.
Slow down. I mean, we...
You guys are on a roll.
We are.
I don't want to stop it.
I wouldn't want to either. I understand, but you know, I got to let it breathe a little.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
What part of the plant is a potato?
The leaf?
Incorrect. You like to steal, Max.
Yes, it's the root.
You're both incorrect. It's the other one. It's the stem.
God, I almost said
that. It's a kid's thing. Don't worry about a boy. Don't worry about a boys. Oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. I mean, most 10-year-olds know it, but you guys, two out of three, and you picked both that were wrong.
We got a 33% chance of getting it.
I haven't been 10 for 56 years.
Well, between the two of you, you're 100, so I figured you guys should be okay at this.
You would think.
I would think. All right, Max, is a tomato a fruit or vegetable? You are correct. Max is in the lead here early on, 3-1. Jeff, your question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
This one's a little tougher. I mean, you might know it because
I'm insanely smart.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but
I have writing akin to what you'd see in The Athletic.
Oh. What do you call a person who eats fish but not meat?
That is not a carnivore, not an omnivore, not an herbivore, a pescivore. I don't know.
It's not a pescivore. Would you like to try to steal, Max?
I just heard this the other night, too. I forget what it was, but it just was on the other night.
It's a pescatarian.
Yeah.
And so far in the
come on.
And so far for the kids move.
I thought he was right because it began with a P.
We've done six questions and you guys are
running
at a 66.6% clip right now.
I was basically right.
Yeah, I would
say. Not really.
Max, do you think I should get a point for that?
No.
Yeah, because
I am the judge and jury and no.
When someone tells you I should get a point.
Yeah, but I'm the judge, so I decide who gets the points in this game.
Fine.
And you did not say it correctly.
Fine.
So you don't get a point.
Fine.
That's right. Max, which vegetable is used to make pickles?
Cucumber.
Correct.
Cucumber.
Max is on fire. 4-1. Jeff, what is...
Four to one?
You've only got one right.
That's not true.
It's true.
Give me the no.
No, we got strawberries.
Yeah. And what other one? That's the only one I've gotten right. Yeah.
The stem, you got that wrong, and you got the pescatarian wrong.
Oh. Well, how does he have four?
Because he stole one on you.
Which one?
No, he got all his questions right.
No, if I've
he got the cucumber right, he got the fruit right, he got the onion right, and the avocado.
And I've only got, but I've only, he's been asked like 9 questions.
He's been asked 4, and you've been asked 3. This is your 4th.
Oh, my God.
I know. Are you ready?
No.
You should know this.
Okay.
What is deer meat called?
Venison.
Good job, Jeff. See, you got her back.
Not bad.
So proud of you. Oh, Max, this is a tough one. What dairy product is used to make cheese?
Oh, my God.
Milk?
You are correct. And Max,
Sour cream?
All right, Jeff, your question. I'm just going down the list here.
Sure you are.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Oh, chickpeas?
You are correct. And the kid's battling back. Max, what is the name of the food that is made by bees using nectar from flowers?
Good grief.
Honey.
These are simpleton questions. These aren't kid questions.
And you're running
these are moron
and
questions.
You're running at 50%.
I'm half a moron. What do you want from me?
All right. Okay, Jeff, you should be able to get this. What is the main ingredient in Caesar salad?
I've never had. I'm sure Max knows. Lettuce?
I'll give you that. It's romaine lettuce, yes.
Okay.
There you go. Feel better?
Like, what kind of, like, I thought that was like some kind of a trick question.
No, it was just a question. Remember, this is for kids around 10
that.
Years old. These are these questions. Max, you ready? What is the B stand for in a BLT?
Bacon.
Good job, Max.
Did you ever see that How I Met Your Mother when Ted discovered bacon?
No.
And he goes, this would go great in my mother's LT sandwich.
LT sandwich.
That's hilarious.
All right, Jeff, what is the process of folding butter or other fats into dough to create many thin layers?
Kneading?
No.
What was the question again?
What is the process of folding butter or other fats into dough to create many thin layers?
Pastry.
Lamination.
Kids know that?
I guess.
Lamination. I thought that's like what your license is, laminate.
I mean, summer, hard summer, you're just getting some tough ones right now.
I guess.
Max, what do you call a baked dessert made with apples and crust?
A pie?
You are correct.
Jeff hates pie. That's
what kind of he would have never got that.
I think I would have guessed apple pie, but you never know.
You never know. Jeff, your question.
Nick in Chicago, we love your pie.
I don't know this. What is gelatin made of?
Oh, God.
Like cow skin? I don't know.
If you get give a more detailed answer, you get the question.
Isn't it horse hooves or something?
No. No.
Horse scrotum?
No. It comes from boiling cartilage, skin, and bones of animals such as pigs, cows, and chickens. So, Jeff, you do get the point.
Yeah, I think I should get that.
You get the point.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff would probably know this. I don't know if Max will. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Yep.
Pizza.
Yeah. Dang it.
He's all over
thought
it.
Thought that might be the one there to break me through.
I know. I thought so, too. But he got it. Jeff, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. You are giving me the tougher ones on purpose.
No, I'm going down the list. Here, you know this. Which fruit is known for its spiky outer skin and sweet yellow flesh?
Pineapple?
You are correct.
Was that really the question that was next?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going down the list.
I know, but you acted like it was tough, and then you said, okay, here's this one.
No, I was still
reading
that.
Like you skipped that one.
As I learned on Sports Daily, don't wear a shirt with an upside-down pineapple.
Isn't that SpongeBob? Doesn't he do that? Doesn't he wear a pineapple or something? What's the pineapple with SpongeBob? Isn't there something to do
with his house?
Oh, it's his house. There you go. All right, Max, what type of pasta is often served with meatballs?
Spaghetti.
You're correct.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if you like rigatoni. Hey.
Jeff, here, you got an easy one now.
I better.
What breakfast food is often served with syrup and butter?
Oh, that could be a trick question.
Yeah, there's a couple answers.
I don't like that. I have a 50-50 chance of missing this.
I don't think you can be wrong.
Pancake.
You are correct.
Because a waffle is just a pancake with dents.
True. Max, which American city is famous for its deep dish pizza?
Chicago.
You are correct.
Nick from Chicago.
Kids don't know that.
From Chicago. Oh, they obviously do. I don't know if they'd know this one because, wow. What year was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
What?
lady invented it.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's on
1952.
Here. Incorrect. Max, you could steal.
I know the lady invented it and she sold it to Nestle's for nothing. I don't know. I'll say 25.
Ooh, 38. That was a tough one.
In between it.
Yeah. Max, what is the most widely eaten food worldwide?
Bread.
Incorrect.
Cheese?
Incorrect. I'm going to give you each another guess at this because it's kind of tough, but you will be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Anything, Max?
Not bread, really?
Bread makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what I'd have thought. But this makes sense, too, after I say it. It'll make sense. It'll make more sense.
And it is a food, not a drink.
It's
not
food.
A liquid.
No, it's a food.
Hamburger.
No.
Tomatoes.
Rice.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. Come on. See? Makes sense now, doesn't it, a little bit? Yeah. Who's up? Jeff.
Me.
Which fruit is known for being red and often used to make pies and jams?
There's a lot of them.
It's a lot of red fruit.
Apples.
No. Not according to this survey. But there's a possibility that...
Sometimes yes.
No, and sometimes yes.
Strawberry.
You are correct.
Man, this is the only other answer it could have been.
Yeah, Max is out front 12-7.
Oh, my God.
I know.
He missed one. When do we get into the adult questions? Is that the next phase of the game?
The next phase of the game are the tougher questions, yes.
Okay.
We'll keep track getting when we get there. Max, this is a little tougher one. Which country gets credit for developing French fries?
Belgium.
The guy's on fire today.
Unbelievable.
He's on fire.
Unbelievable.
All right, Jeff. I don't know this. What is the most expensive spice in the world by weight?
Kids question, naturally.
I've heard of it, but I would never think of it.
Oregano.
No. Max, do you have a chance to steal here? Do you have a guess?
Cinnamon, I think.
Ooh, saffron.
That's right.
Yep. Crazy.
I was going to say cinnamon, but once you said, I've heard of it. But
okay, Max, this is yours. What is the world's oldest soft drink?
Coca-Cola.
Incorrect. Jeff, for the steal.
World's oldest soft drink. Is it?
I actually knew this.
Is it Dr. Pepper?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
You are correct. The good old DP.
Finally got a steal.
Yeah, you did. You needed that.
Really,
you're falling behind.
Before Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeff, what is the first food eaten on the moon?
Tang?
No.
Some kind of pudding.
Incorrect.
Junket.
For half a point, we have said this food already on this show.
Hamburgers.
Rice.
Incorrect. Bacon.
Oh, bacon.
Bacon.
I don't think they went to the moon anyway.
Oh, stop it.
You don't think they were there?
Get your own show.
Too
to
many
say
shadows,
like that.
Right? Too many shadows.
Can't get through the Van Allen belts.
All right, Max, what is the most stolen food worldwide?
Apple.
Incorrect.
Bread.
Cheese.
Oh, God.
Man.
This is almost
nearly impossible. Man, these kids are smart.
Stealing apple.
These kids do know a lot. They must steal a lot of food.
Jeff, what is the first vegetable to be planted in space?
Tomatoes.
Incorrect. Max.
That's not a vegetable.
Exactly.
fruit.
I don't know, lettuce.
If you've seen the show The Martian.
Yes, I was
that's
trying
why I thought,
to think
I thought you, oh,
you
would
say potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. I was thinking
Matt
tomatoes.
Damon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what he was growing in Mars.
That's what I was thinking too, but for some reason I initially thought it was tomatoes.
Who's up here? Who did I just ask that one to? I've lost track. Jeff.
No, that was my question.
That was yours.
Because I
All
said
right.
tomatoes first.
What sweet treat is made by freezing flavored liquid?
Popsicle.
Correct.
Last Whoa. One.
Last one?
Yeah, we'll do one more round after this. This is, yes.
Which fruit is known for being green on the outside and red on the inside?
Watermelon?
You are correct, Jeff. Not
Thank
bad.
You.
We're doing one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Max, which vegetable is used to make French fries?
Oh, my God.
Potato.
You are correct again, Max.
Oh.
Jeff, what dessert is made from cocoa beans? Flavor. What dessert flavor is made from cocoa beans?
Chocolate.
You are correct.
All right. What
Jeff,
are we at now
finally,
going into this?
15 to 10 for Max.
15-10 going into the adult level questions.
So basically, out of the 38 questions I asked you guys, you got 25 correct.
That's not bad.
No, not for a trivia thing on kids. Good job, boys.
Would you have gotten more than 25?
Absolutely. Probably got 31.
At least.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break right now, come back and talk some high school football. Maybe Jason can mix in a question about tennis or soccer.
Possibly.
Or golf.
I could ask them all.
There's a bunch of stuff out there to be asked. Stay with us, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Coming up next, it's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, let's go back to the hotline, talk with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. A barracuda herself, some would say. I don't even know what that means, but Max acted like it was controversial. Is that a bad thing to say, Joanna? I don't even know what it means.
I don't know. It seems like I'm kind of like a snake. I don't know. Is that doesn't sound good?
I don't know. I was just looking for some kind of segue, but
doesn't,
I failed.
Doesn't he give you just great intros when you come on, Joanna?
You could have said that I have heart.
Oh, that's a good one. When Max cringes, though, you know it's bad because he says some stuff. Anyway, the game I want to talk about first is Eisenhower Northwest, because you rarely see. I mean, I guess not rarely. Derby plays Carroll, but you don't see the upper divisions of the AVCTL play in the City League very often. And this is a season-ending game. Both of these teams are going to look strong going into the playoffs. I'm just intrigued that it's even happening, much less that they're both good.
I have to admit, this is a game that I love to see because you're right. Do you remember when we used to clamor for Derby versus Carroll? Like, that was the game we wanted to see. Like, do whatever you can, you know, in the scheduling to make Derby Bishop Carroll happen. And when they did, it was really exciting. Those first few years were really awesome of Derby and Carroll playing. That's kind of how I feel about this game with Northwest and Eisenhower. It's kind of an unexpected game. Both of them are playing really good football. And to me, the only negative that I can see with this game is that someone's going to take a loss that's going to affect their postseason. And I think that does kind of suck. But I think for high school football fans, this is the type of game you want to see.
All right, well, I'll go to it. Andale and Heston. Andale, we know, is the standard. Heston 7-0, great season. We just talked to their coach. They got a chance in this. How do you see this one panning out?
You know, I think that even with Andale falling last year twice to Cheney, I don't think that has affected I would think that this is not just me, that it hasn't affected many of us where we're like, oh, Andale's still going to win. I mean, they're just, their program is just so strong. And certainly Heston has a great history as well. I mean, I have covered many games in my time with Heston. It's actually one of my favorite football fields to go to. I just love the setup. It's that one and Bueller are two of my favorites. I just love how they are set up. But I still would pick Andale in this game. But I really hope that it's a good game because I think both teams do need to be pushed this time of year.
Yeah, it made me think like these big college conferences, you'll have 2-7-0 teams, and they'll be in the same conference, but they will have played like none of the same teams because these conferences are so big. And that's kind of how I feel. Like Heston's 7-0, even though they're in 3A, Andale's in 3A, their 7-0 feels a little bit different than Andale's. Although I don't know, Andale played collegiate. I don't know. Are any of their wins overly impressive?
Well, I mean, you know, collegiate's win over Cheney, I think, makes the collegiate win a little bit more impressive. But it becomes tough when you do not play those same teams. It really does become tough to be able to say, okay, well, let's look at matchups. Because that's what we often do is, well, they did well here, they didn't do well there. I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and they are in the same district. So their last few weeks they have been the same, but Andale does have those wins over Wellington and Collegiate, and that kind of rolls into the next game. It doesn't involve Collegiate, but it involves Pratt. Who's Pratt play?
Cheney, don't they?
Pratt and Cheney, yeah. Two teams that Collegiate has beaten pretty soundly, and then here's Collegiate that lost to Andale, and Andale lost to Cheney twice last year, and it's all in this kind of like jumbled mess. So what do we expect from that game? Pratt and Cheney.
That's a great question. I think Cheney and Collegiate's are two teams that I wish that I would have seen them play. I wish that I would have seen that matchup because it would have really helped to kind of figure that out for this week, to figure out who would win that game. Because it just becomes very difficult. I have a hard time picking against Cheney. I really, really do. Doesn't Pratt have a couple losses?
They've got one to Collegiate. That's their only loss.
That's their only loss.
Yeah, and Cheney's only loss, too.
To Collegiate as yeah. well. Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to give Cheney the edge on that. I don't know if that's the correct move, but I just think that regardless of losing that game to Collegiate, they still have... This is going to sound really weird, but I think anyone involved in sports would understand this. They still have last year. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you still have every lesson you learned from last year, every experience you had last year is right there. I think that gives you an edge.
Yeah, and I'll just say it. I think Cheney's going to beat Pratt also. I just think that's probably what's going to happen. Although, you know, Cheney's still now has something to prove a little bit after what happened to them last week, yeah. So I'm sure they'll be plenty motivated.
A couple weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, Joanna, we were on here, we just brought up the Mays South game, and we kind of just dismissed it, thinking Mays South was going to beat up on Mays, and then Mays ends up beating up on Mays South, and I'll get back to that a little bit later. But now you have Andover Central and Andover. You know, obviously it's the same type of thing with Mays South, these two schools, the kids know each other, they're going in it. Andover Central 6-1, Andover 4-3. Is sometimes in these games, even though teams are a little bit better than the other ones, is there still a little bit of fight that's just a little different when it comes to these rivalry games?
I absolutely think that. I mean, it is such a cliche to say it doesn't matter what the records are, but there is so much rivalry here. There is so much that they want to be able to prove. There's so much on the line when it comes to bragging rights that I think that it really does make a difference, especially when it's not like one is 7-0 and the other is 0-7. I think that's really too hard to overcome. I think it can happen, but I like this matchup with Andover Central and Andover simply because of the fact that Andover is finally better. It is finally a team that Andover Central is going to have to reckon with. I do want to talk about Mays and Mays South because you're right. Same thing with Andover Central and Andover. Same thing with Goddard and Eisenhower, Capen and Carroll. But with Mays beating May South, Braden Maivella, he's clearly what they needed. They clearly needed Braden Maivella at quarterback. And since he became the starting quarterback, man, that team has changed.
Yeah, you are obviously at Derby. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vight Magazine. They have Carroll tonight. That looked in the past like a really good game. We know this year it likely will not be. When do you think Derby is first challenged? Is it in the West Final against Northwest perhaps or somebody else? Is it in the state championship game? Is it before that? When is Derby going to have a game where they really have to fight?
Well, I think a lot of people expected the May South game to be that, and just because of the offense that May South has. But, boy, you know, Derby really took it to them right from the very beginning and scored a ton of points right away and then just shut that offense down. That is the game that probably stood out the most to me. It's like, okay, maybe this Derby team is as special as what their record and their scoring, these stats that they're putting up. But it may take until the semifinals for it to happen.
They have outscored their opponents 371-37. Just to put that question into some context, they haven't allowed more than 7 points in a game. It's just insane. And I do want to see if there's a team out there pre-state championship game that can challenge them, because I just don't see it. Do you have anything else, Jason?
I do. Joanna, I got to bring this up, and I know you guys had talked to her this week, but I just – Kinsley Jones from Mays High, women's golf, 4 straight state titles. Can you put that into perspective on the high school athlete and just how unbelievable that is?
Well, she's clearly – the type of athlete that I don't know if we'll see come around again. I mean, when she shot a 58, I nearly fell over when I saw that. And I literally mean that, because it was so shocking. To go for 4 state championships in golf is crazy. I loved the line that Taylor Eldridge had in his story about how she didn't want to know her score. Yeah. That where she stood. She didn't want to know where she stood. That's crazy. And there's so much mental toughness and focus, and that you can see this kid is just pushing herself to be her best.
So you have golf, tennis, I guess bowling would be in there, and wrestling as kind of individual sports in high school. Is there one where you think it's tougher to be a 4-time state champion? Because I think golf's got to be up there. In wrestling, you're small and you can win 103 as a freshman or something, and 145 as a senior. You're facing mature people as a freshman in golf.
Yeah, I think golf has got to be the toughest. I mean, tennis, I can't remember if I've seen it. I'm not surprised if I have. But I think golf, I just think golf is a ridiculously tough sport, too. Swimming, you know.
Yeah, that's
one. Really hard. It's really hard to win 4 straight, period. Just, I don't care what sport it is. It's really hard to win 4. But really, truly impressive to win 4 as an individual. I mean, props to her.
Yeah,
and the thing is that I'm glad you brought her up, because we spend so much time talking about football, which I absolutely agree with. But when an athlete like her comes along, we do need to just recognize and say, man, watch her in the future.
Yeah, and track is another one of those individual sports. We see 4-time state champions, but not too often. Joanna, we appreciate it. Enjoy your evening. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Later. Oh, we got 6 or 7 minutes for people to hear the last thing they want to hear before they go home. So let's make it some questions.
Oh, you want to try to battle back in the game?
I guess I got to try to battle back. What's the score?
15-10. Okay, so this round will be, if you get it right, you get 2 points. For the steal, it will be multiple choice for 1 point.
Okay.
All right? And, Jeff, you're losing, so do you want to go first?
I want to go first. I want to get back in this, babe.
Which country has the longest coastline in the world?
Chile?
Incorrect. Max, your 3 choices are Australia, Canada, Indonesia.
Ooh.
Australia.
You're incorrect. It's Canada, boys.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
Way up there. Think about it. It's way up there.
All those little islands, everything. It's got a ton of coastline.
Sure does.
All right, Max, your question is, which country do the Canary Islands belong to?
Britain.
Incorrect.
Can Jeff, I guess for two and then get multiple choice for one?
You can't to steal. You get multiple choice. Spain, France, Portugal.
When you said it, I said Spain, so I'm going to stick with Spain.
You are correct. You get 1 point. Well done, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
This is famous movies.
All right.
That would be the questions. All right, Max.
It's my turn.
It's Jeff's turn.
Or Jeff, sorry.
It's okay.
I got the Canaries.
Who directed Kill Bill?
Quentin Tarantino.
Correct for
Thank
2
you.
Points. And Jeff is battling back.
Here we go.
In this game, Max, what is the highest grossing film of all time?
I don't think it's, I'll say Titanic, but I don't think it.
Incorrect.
I think it got replaced.
Jeff.
I think I know it, but give
Avengers me. Endgame, Avatar, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh, God. My first thing was Avatar, and then you said Avengers. I'll stick with Avatar.
Avatar's correct, and all of a sudden it's 15 to 14.
What was that about? What was Avatar
That was
about?
The blue people.
The blue people.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to see that.
All right. These next questions will be famous musicians.
Okay. Should be right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jared Leto is the front man for which band?
Bullet for My Valentine? That's not right.
Incorrect.
30 Seconds to Mars.
And he doesn't even need it. The man knows his stuff. He's
an actor, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's an actor.
All right, Max. What was Spice Girls' debut album called in 1996?
I don't know. Spice Girls. I don't know.
Spice World.
You're both incorrect.
It's not Spice World?
It was just Spice.
No.
And you guessed the other two questions. The three that they gave was Spice Girls, Spice World, and Spice.
You're wrong. Spice. That's Spice. Okay.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child members included Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, and
Michelle Williams.
You are correct. And all of a sudden, it's tied.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be glad I didn't know that answer.
Well, you're going to love this one then.
Oh, God.
What was Justin Bieber's first single?
Oh, Canada.
No.
I don't need the... I wouldn't guess anything different. I'm not saying it's right, but it's got to be Baby.
It's One Time.
Really?
Yes. You had a shot there.
I know.
Maybe you needed to wait.
I would have still guessed Baby. Was it one of the...
It was.
So, doesn't matter.
All right. Jeff, you're up, right?
Yep.
Which country... This is sports.
Oh,
which
my.
Country has competed at every FIFA World Cup?
There's only one?
Only one.
Germany?
Incorrect. Max, is it Argentina, Brazil, or England?
Brazil.
You are correct.
Oh, that seemed too obvious.
And Max goes ahead by a single point.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And I have to give him this question.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many holes are played in an average round of golf?
Average?
18.
You are correct.
It's got to be below 18. Because some of you play 9.
An average round of golf.
Well, average is a different... A typical round of golf, sure, 18. Average, no. Go ahead.
Jeff, how long is a marathon?
26.2 miles.
You are correct for 2 points. Max, well, you're going to get this one because it's a hockey question. Which hockey team has won the most Stanley Cups?
The Montreal Canadiens.
You are correct.
Good grief.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Science.
Oh, no.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
You are correct for 2 points. Right. And he's back within one.
Oh, God.
This could tie it up right here. This is it. Which scientist coined the laws of motion, Max?
Einstein.
Incorrect.
Isaac Newton.
You are correct, and the game's tie.
Oh, no.
I think we might have to end it on that. Aren't we out of time?
We got almost. We got a minute, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Seconds.
Pop culture. In what year was the Apple iPod released, Jeff?
2007.
Incorrect. Max.
The iPod was in the 90s.
Well, you get three. You get multiple choice. 2001, 2003, 2005.
2001.
You are correct.
No, it was not.
In the 90s.
What? And what year was the Apple iPod released? 2001. That's what it says. So this is what we go off of.
Give him a question.
What is the name of the first... Or no, I'm not going to do that one because I can't even say that.
Hurry up!
44th President Barack Obama served as U.S. Senator of which state?
Chicago. Illinois.
No, he said Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
He said Chicago.
He said
Chicago.
Oh, this might... Oh, my goodness.
Controversy.
Oh, I might have to take this to the weekend.
Illinois.
It is Illinois.
And that's a tie game.
It's a tie game, and the win goes to Max.
Oh, God.
As the judge.
Unbelievable.
Good battle back, though, kid.
Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Thanks to Tyson Bowerly from Heston, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe, Max, Jason, Bob back Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Later.